堂听 class.com。
Section 3. Do we still have any breadcrumbs?
Do we still have any breadcrumbs?
No, we don't have any left, but we can use flour instead.
No, we don't have any left, but we can use flour instead.
Section 1. You're supposed to help your husband when he is bankrupt. Don't just wander around the street.
What can I do to help him? I'm far from being competent. I can hardly earn any money.
Don't be so desperate. Cheer up and face reality. God only helps those who help themselves. In comparison with those fruit vendors, you're lucky.Yet they never complain.
Thanks. I'll think about what you said.
Section 2. Where did you put the baking powder?
It's in the cupboard. Be careful not to spill the oil in the jar.
I will. Section 3. Do we still have any breadcrumbs?
No, we don't have any left, but we can use flour instead.
Drill. Section 1. Tell me, your scalp is full of dandruff and itchy, and ask me if there is a cure.
Tell me, you suggest I get enough sleep and take some vitamin C pills.
Ask me,How often you're supposed to shampoo your hair?
Tell me, it's hard to say, but it's best if I shampoo it twice a week at least.
Ask me what brand of shampoo you should use.
Tell me, you have no idea.Any brand of shampoo is good as long as it is not too strong.
Ask me why I have so much medical knowledge.
Tell me you studied to be a pharmacist in college.
Ask meIf I'm a certified pharmacist.
Tell me, yes, you're a certified pharmacist.
Ask me why I don't run a drugstore.
Tell me, you don't have enough capital yet. You've been saving money since you graduated.
Tell me, no wonder I am so frugal. Then ask me if I would like you to invest some money.
Say, yes, please. Then ask me if I can afford to invest such a large amount of money.
Tell me, yes.Your father passed away last week. You inherited his property.
Ask me if I must pay any tax.
Tell me, yes, you paid nearly half of the fortune you inherited.
Ask me when we will open the drugstore.
Tell me you want it done as soon as possible. Then ask me if I know any medicine good for trachoma.
Tell me, yes, you have some ointment good for trachoma.
Ask me if it works on athlete's foot, too.
Tell me, no, it doesn't.
Now, ask me if a pharmacist's work is to prescribe medicine.
Tell me, no, doctors prescribe medicine and pharmacists fill the prescriptions.
Ask me if venereal diseases are now prevalent in Taiwan.
Tell me, yes, they have caused a panic.
Ask me if that limits the growth of prostitution.
Tell me, yes, it does. That's why hookers are requesting the government to reduce their tax.
Ask me how often I get a physical examination.
Tell me you get one once every 3 months.
Ask me why I get physical examinations so often.
Tell me you're afraid you'll catch hepatitis.
Ask me if hepatitis has been spreading quickly.
Tell me, yes, it has.
Tell me you want to get a physical checkup too. Then ask me how much it costs.
Tell me it costs about 4,000 NT.
Section 2. Ask me if I'm going to the beauty parlor.
Tell me, yes, you're going to get permanent and a manicure.
Tell me I shouldn't be so wasteful.
Tell me it's not as expensive as I think. The beauticians there are nice. Since you are a regular customer, they always give you a good discount.
I can get you a discount if you go with me.
Tell me, sure, you can. Then ask me if I'm going to get a permanent too.
Tell me, no, you're going to get a facial massage.
Tell me, now you know why my skin is so tender.
Ask me what I'm going to do later.
Tell me you're going downtown to pick out a gift for your husband. Today is his birthday.
Ask me what I plan to buy for him.
Tell me you originally wanted to buy a silk tie, but you changed your mind when you learned that your daughter had already bought him a tie.
Ask me what my husband's sign is.
Tell me he's a Leo.
Ask me if he's a businessman.
Tell me, yes, he's engaged in international trade. He imports machines from Germany and Japan.
Ask me what kinds of machines he imports.
Tell me, he imports calculators, computers, and robots.
Ask me if he imports medical instruments.
Tell me, no, but he used to export Chinese musical instruments, such as zithers, flutes, and drums.
Ask me if guzheng is a stringed instrument.
Tell me, yes, it is.
Now, ask me if I know how to operate computers.
Tell me, yes, you studied computer science in the States for 2 years.
Ask me if I got my doctorate.
Tell me, no, you didn't even get your master's, not to mention your doctorate.
Ask me if my husband also studied computer science.
Tell me, yes, you were classmates in America.
Ask me if he got his doctorate in computer science.
Tell me, yes, he did.
Ask me if he took long to write his dissertation.
Tell me, yes, he took 10 months.
Ask me if he also took 10 months to finish his master's thesis.
Tell me, no, it took only 2 months.
Ask me what I lived on in America.
Tell me, you had a scholarship. You also taught Chinese folk dancing.
Ask me if I'm a good dancer.
Tell me, yes, you started your own style. Drill, Section 1. Tell me, your scalp is full of dandruff and itchy. And ask me if there is a cure.
Tell me you suggest I get enough sleep and take some vitamin C pills.
Ask me how often you're supposed to shampoo your hair.
Tell me it's hard to say, but it's best if I shampoo it twice a week at least.
Ask me what brand of shampoo you should use.
Tell me you have no idea. Any brand of shampoo is good as long as it is not too strong.
Ask me why I have so much medical knowledge.
Tell me you studied to be a pharmacist in college.
Ask me if I'm a certified pharmacist.
Tell me, yes, you're a certified pharmacist.
Ask me why I don't run a drugstore.
Tell me, you don't have enough capital yet. You've been saving money since you graduated.
Tell me, no wonder I am so frugal. Then ask me if I would like you to invest some money.
Say, yes, please. Then ask me if I can afford to invest such a large amount of money.
Tell me, yes, your father passed away last week. You inherited his property.
Ask me if I must pay any tax.
Tell me, yes, you pay nearly half of the fortune you inherited.
Ask me when we will open the drugstore.
Tell me, you want it done as soon as possible. Then ask me if I know any medicine good for trachoma.
Tell me, yes, you have some ointment good for trachoma.
Ask me if it works on athlete's foot, too.
Tell me, no, it doesn't.
Now, ask me if a pharmacist's work is to prescribe medicine.
Tell me, no. Doctors prescribe medicine, and pharmacists fill the prescriptions.
Ask me if venereal diseases are now prevalent in Taiwan.
Tell me, yes, they have caused a panic.
Ask me if that limits the growth of prostitution.
Tell me, yes, it does. That's why hookers are requesting the government to reduce their tax.
Ask me how often I get a physical examination.
Tell me you get one once every 3 months.
Ask me why I get physical examinations so often.
Tell me you're afraid you'll catch hepatitis.
Ask me if hepatitis has been spreading quickly.
Tell me, yes, it has.
Tell me, you want to get a physical checkup too. Then, ask me how much it costs.
Tell me, it costs about 4,000 NT.
Section 2. Ask me if I'm going to the beauty parlor.
Tell me, yes, you're going to get permanent and a manicure.
Tell me, I shouldn't be so wasteful.
Tell me, it's not as expensive as I think. The beauticians there are nice. Since you are a regular customer, they always give you a good discount.
Ask me if I can get you a discount if you go with me.
Tell me, sure you can. Then ask me if I'm going to get a permanent too.
Tell me, no. You're going to get a facial massage.
Tell me, now you know why my skin is so tender.
Ask me what I'm going to do later.
Tell me, You're going downtown to pick out a gift for your husband. Today is his birthday.
Ask me what I plan to buy for him.
Tell me, you originally wanted to buy a silk tie, but you changed your mind when you learned that your daughter had already bought him a tie.
Ask me what my husband's sign is.
Tell me he's a Leo.
Ask me if he's a businessman.
Tell me, yes, he's engaged in international trade. He imports machines from Germany and Japan.
Ask me what kinds of machines he imports.
Tell me he imports calculators, computers, and robots.
Ask me if he imports medical instruments.
Tell me, no, but he used to export Chinese musical instruments, such as zithers, flutes, and drums.
Ask me if guzheng is a stringed instrument.
Tell me, yes, it is.
Now, ask me if I know how to operate computers.
Tell me, yes, you studied computer science in the States for 2 years.
Ask me if I got my doctorate.
Tell me, no, you didn't even get your master's, not to mention your doctorate.
Ask me if my husband also studied computer science.
Tell me, yes, you were classmates in America.
Ask me if he got his doctorate in computer science.
Tell me, yes, he did.
Ask me if he took long to write his dissertation.
Tell me, yes, he took 10 months.
Ask me if he also took 10 months to finish his master's thesis.
Tell me, no, it took only 2 months.
Ask me what I lived on in America.
Tell me you had a scholarship. You also taught Chinese folk dancing.
Ask me if I'm a good dancer.
Tell me, yes, you started your own style.
Lesson 6. Oversleeping. Where are you headed, Raymond?
I'm going to a language lab class.
Isn't the language lab course only for freshmen and sophomores?
Yes, it is. But I flunked last semester.
You've got to be kidding. We all know you're one of the top students in the language lab class.
Well, I didn't take the final because I overslept.
Why did you oversleep? What did you do the night before the exam?
I didn't sleep late in the morning. I didn't do anything the night before the exam either. The exam took place in the afternoon, and I accidentally took a long siesta.
You shouldn't have been so scatterbrained. Why didn't you use an alarm clock to wake yourself up?
I did, but I was exhausted, so I didn't hear it ring.
Did you overexercise again in the morning?
Yes, I did a lot of kung fu and pull-ups.
Sooner or later, kung fu is going to ruin you.
Where are you headed, Raymond?
Where are you headed, Raymond?
I'm going to a language lab class.
I'm going to a language lab class.
Isn't the language lab course only for freshmen and sophomores?
Isn't the language lab course only for freshmen and sophomores?
Yes, it is, but I flunked last semester.
Yes, it is, but I flunked last semester.
You've got to be kidding.
You've got to be kidding.
We all know you're one of the top students in the language lab class.
We all know you're one of the top students in the language lab class.